Troops and war material continue to arrive in Kuwait. There are about 160,000 U.S. and British soldiers in the Kuwaiti desert. Their commanders say they're ready to invade Iraq anytime the order is given. Some key units have not received all their equipment, but it will be in Kuwait soon. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
We're good to go. We can still go to war now.
Did you bring the D-Root?
Soldiers of the 82nd Airborne Division have been unloading their equipment since the end of last week. The 82nd Airborne is one of the smaller elements of the invasion force, only about 5,000 troops. They flew into Kuwait and had to wait for their equipment to catch up to them by ship. But their commander, Major General Chuck Swanick, says the ships got here last week and his troops are working overtime to deploy to their operational location known as Camp Champion.
We moved that equipment off the ship, brought it up here. As you can see, paratroopers out there getting all their connexes and their mill vans unloaded with their combat equipment to put their weapon systems into operation. And then that equipment will come right down this rigging line right here and be rigged for heavy drop.
The paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne are expected to play a key role in the early hours of an attack. They will move into Iraq jumping out of low-flying aircraft to seize strategic airfields. That will give invasion forces the benefit of flying additional troops and heavy equipment to bases inside Iraq, closer to primary targets in the oil fields and near Baghdad. General Swanick explains that his soldiers will be jumping from about 800 feet. They will be on the ground in 16 seconds, he says, along with just about all of their equipment.
Everything in the 82nd Airborne Division, from anti-tank killing weapon system, javelins, to tube launch optically tracked wire-guided missile systems, TOW, to the engineer equipment we've got here, artillery pieces, 105 millimeter, all that's airdroppable. Making our own water, dropping our own supplies to us. All that's done by parachute assault. The only thing in the division that we have that we cannot drop is our helicopters. And I've got helicopters here.
Getting helicopters into Kuwait has been one of the slowest elements in the buildup. The 101st Airborne Division is a much larger component of the overall military picture. Its 20,000 soldiers are spread out in several camps in the desert. When the delivery of its equipment is completed by the end of this week, it will have 275 attack and transport helicopters and nearly 4,000 vehicles ready to attack Iraq. A two-day sandstorm last week also delayed the unloading and preparation of helicopters that have already reached Kuwait. The other key elements of the invasion are the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force with about 63,000 troops on the ground in Kuwait and on ships nearby, the Army's 5th Corps, which includes the 1st Infantry Division and the 1st Armored Division, a total of about 35,000 troops, and the 3rd Infantry Division, another 20,000 troops with more than 200 tanks, hundreds of Bradley fighting vehicles, and lots of missile launch and artillery capability. The 3rd Infantry Division has been in Kuwait the longest and is expected to spearhead the assault on Baghdad. Its commander, Major General Buford Blunt, said his troops have just moved out of their camps.
Part of that is to make room for more troops coming in. We are a heavy division. We have a lot of equipment. We've got tents. We can sustain ourselves in the field. As units flow in here, until their ships come in, they don't have any equipment. So the camps are set up to house people that, you know, as they're flowing in until their equipment arrives. So we've got our equipment. We're trained. So we're moving out of the camps, making room for other soldiers.
So taken altogether, it appears there are already about 140,000 U.S. ground troops in Kuwait. Add to that another 20,000 British soldiers. Last Friday, the British Army Chief of Staff, General Sir Mike Jackson, said his forces need just a couple of days more to unload the final British ships bringing equipment.
In the something like 6 weeks since the 21st of January, when the government made a decision to carry out this deployment, we have moved well over 17,000 soldiers, hundreds of vehicles, including heavy fighting vehicles, and thousands of tons of stores onto a bare desert. It's a remarkable logistic achievement.
That brings the total ground invasion force in Kuwait to upwards of 160,000 and growing quickly. Add to that the more than 120,000 Navy and Air Force personnel deployed in the Persian Gulf and other spots, and the overall strength of military forces arrayed against Iraq is approaching 300,000. 5 American aircraft carrier battle groups are now in the region, 3 in the Gulf and 2 in the Eastern Mediterranean. There is also a British carrier battle group in the Gulf. It is estimated that a total of 750 warplanes of all sorts are poised for the air attack on Iraq, combined with another 1,000 cruise missiles on ships and submarines. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.